quite happy about this because apparently it's a sign that the weather is about to get a lot warmer. Now, I've heard an awful lot of signs from nature over the last number of years from listeners in Kerry, signs in nature that show, that signify good weather or bad weather. But this was a new one on me, the first daddy long legs of the year, if you like. So is there any truth in this or is it an old wives' tale? Well, I'm joined on the line by Richard Faulkner. Richard is Advanced Technical Field Consultant with Rentokil. He's been on with us before talking about ants and rodents and all sorts of topics. But we're going to talk to him today about the humble daddy long legs. Richard, how are you?
Hi, Deirdre. How are you? I'm fine, thank you.
Good. First of all, isn't it the strangest nickname that that little insect has, the daddy long legs? I wonder where it came from.
When you look at it, they have got very, very long legs. They're actually quite a big insect. They're about 2 inches. But it's the long, gangly legs on them. They're actually, the common name for them is crane flies. But they're known as daddy long legs.
So is there any truth in it that if once the daddy long legs start to be seen in our houses, that it's a sign of the temperatures going up? Or is that just a myth?
Yeah, no, it is. When you start getting more insect activity, and I've actually started the last couple of weeks getting the first bumblebees in my garden, it is usually a sign that it's getting milder. So definitely with the first emergence of daddy long legs, it's usually a sign that we haven't had any frost or anything like that, and that it's starting to get warmer.
And where are they during the winter? Are they around or are they hibernating or what's the story?
So generally, with daddy long legs, with crane flies, they lay their eggs in the soil. They've got their larvae, their maggot sort of stage is called a leather jacket, and it's quite a fat, thick-skinned maggot that goes quite deep down in the soil, and it feeds on rotting wood and rotten plant material. So they overwinter in that stage. As it gets milder, they come to the surface and pupate just under the surface of the soil, and then the adult will emerge when it's nice, milder weather like we're starting to get now.
Mm. And how do they get into our homes?
Same way anything flying does, literally through open doors and windows.
Okay, so we might start seeing them around our houses from now on, possibly.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely going to be that sort of the time of year where these things start as it gets milder. And we're meant to have a couple of days of nice weather coming up. We have more doors and windows open. We'll be outside more. So, most definitely.
Now, Michael, who rang earlier, I actually asked him if he killed the daddy long legs. And he quite indignantly said, of course I didn't kill it. I picked it up in my hands and I put it back outside the door. So is that the right thing to do? Because like all the thinking in recent years is that we shouldn't be killing these insects because they all have an important role to play. In the universe, in the world, in the planet.
Yeah, daddy long legs are totally, totally harmless. It's just more of a phobia thing because of the long legs and they look a bit spider-like. But no, they're totally, totally harmless. The adults are pollen feeders and nectar feeders, so they're just outside. They can't do us any harm. And the actual larvae in general, there's a couple of species that might attack plant roots, so gardeners aren't always keen on them. But in general, they're doing a good job. They're turning over organic matter in the soil and enriching soil. So, they're quite a beneficial insect.
Yeah, so any tips on how to trap one?
they're quite sort of clumsy, so it's quite easy to get your hands around it. The other chestnut of a cup or a jam jar and a sheet of paper is always good for catching anything like that. You put the jar over it and slip the paper in underneath and then it's caught and then you can just release it out in your garden.
Yeah, so out in the garden with it. Well, look, while we have you, I know that you say, as I said in my introduction, you work for Rentokil, Richard, and
I
noticed that a lot of your call-outs for ants in recent weeks have been coming from Kerry. In fact, I think it's the highest number of call-outs is in Kerry. What kind of ants are we talking about and why are they coming in?
So we're talking about black garden ants, Lacis niger. They're a common garden ant species. And it's, again, just time of year. It's getting warmer. Their colonies are starting to grow, so they're in foraging. So what they do, when they find a food source, they emit a little pheromone, which allows the other ants to follow it. That's why they trail back and forth. on that one. And that's where you see the little lines of ants. So, yeah, it's just an environmental thing. It's getting milder, and it's the time of year where they start to develop their colonies.
Okay. And I know, I think you spoke to us about this last year as well, and you were saying that a big way to keep them at bay is to not leave out spillages or crumbs or things like that.
Yeah. They're going to exploit any sort of stuff that we leave down. So especially sweet things, keep them cleaned up and keep on top of cleaning totally.
Okay. And what do you do typically when Rentokil is called out to remove ants from someone's house?
So it's really, if we can find the nest, then we would directly treat the nest. And we can put down a spray treatment sort of in common areas where they could have come around. And we can also use baits as well. We've got different bait stations that we can use indoors and we can use outdoors as well. And generally with that, the foraging ants will then take the bait back to the nest, feed it to the queen and the larvae and the rest of the colony, and they die out that way.
And they die out that way. I see. Okay. And just in terms of call-outs to Kerry generally, is it mostly ants at this time of the year, or do you still have some?
We everything sort of pretty much these days is all year round. So we're still getting plenty of rodent calls for rats and mice. It's still quite a bit too early for wasp nests at the moment. We get the odd one, but they're probably becoming in more sort of June, July. And yeah, just our everyday communal garden stuff, to be honest, at the moment.
Yeah. And a listener is wondering, Richard, if you could repeat what you said about the bees earlier, the bees in your garden.
The bees in my garden, yeah. I've started to get bumblebees in my garden. So the big old bumblebees, they started coming out and started foraging around my lavender. So that's quite nice. And that's always a sign to me that it's the weather's changing and we're getting into better weather when I see my bumblebees.
Okay, very good. So you've started seeing them in your garden. And are you living in Dublin, yeah. I presume?
Up that end I'm the Dublin Meath border. I'm in Clonay, but I'm the, apparently the Dublin side, though some people would argue.
Okay.
On that one.
So that's a sign of good weather to come anyway. We'll all have to keep our fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. It would be nice, wouldn't it, to have a bit of nice weather.
Yeah.
And hopefully, as it coincides with us coming out of lockdown, it would be even better.
Yeah. Just a final question. This has just come in from a listener as well via Facebook who said to ask you, is it true that daddy long legs can bite you and can be poisonous? That sounds a bit crazy, actually.
No, they can't. And daddy long legs, as I said, are pollen and nectar feeders, the adults of a proboscis, they can't bite you. And what they're probably thinking of is the other sort of old wife's tale, which is there's two sort of spiders. One's called the daddy long leg spider and one's called the cellar spider. They're Phocus family, Phocus Phocus and Phocus phalangoides. And there was this, so they're one of the most venomous spiders and they can bite you. They can't, their mouth parts are too small to bite you. They're not that venomous either. They're the little ones you see upside down that vibrate and bounce up and down when they're bothered. They're totally, totally harmless.
Okay, so they're not going to bite you, and don't kill them. Trap them in a jam jar and put them back out in the garden.
Exactly. And yeah, anything you're unsure of, just give us a bell. You can phone us on 1890666444 or get onto our website, which is www.rentokil.ie.
Perfect.
And somebody will help you and deal with your query.
Fantastic. Richard, it's always great to have you on the programme. You've got such
pleasure.
Interesting information about the world of insects and good news for us as well. So all the better. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Take care, Deirdre. Bye-bye.
That's Richard Faulkner there, who is an expert on insects and all of that. He's also advanced technical field consultant with Rentokil. And apparently our listener, Michael, that I spoke to earlier, is spot on. When you start seeing the daddy long legs coming into your house, it's a sign that the weather is going to get warmer. So hopefully the winter is definitely over at this stage and we have lots to look forward to. I'm curious.